And what happened in Lenore one day, it finally came to a head. It finally came to a head because we had our people, there's a big thing started, and then some football players came in the cafeteria, and they began to, I think it started out because we had SOC people and some other people sitting in the cafeteria, just sitting in chairs, occupying seats. They go up and buy a drink or a punch or, some dessert or something, just sitting on the seat, just sit there. And we do feel half cafeteria like that. So I didn't know what the other half couldn't be filled, And, and we had the cafeteria closed for a while, then they reopened, like I said, and then we started this other tactic with the people sitting in there. We were still picketing out around the front of the cafeteria and then going in the mornings and stuff. And then the major development happened then was that it got real bad when these football boys and some other people, as I understand it, were going to eject some of the SOC people. And that came to a big head. And it came down to the case where we understood that some white students were going to actually band together and attack us, like at Manning as such, you know what I mean?
BSN?
Going to attack blacks individually, you see what I mean? This is what we came to understand. And see, in the way the university was handling this situation, campus police, see, white students, and I still say this today, see, white students could do about anything without question, you see? Okay, now, it is my firm belief that if some white students attack the black student and beat that black student to death, look at James K. Fan. Now, university did nothing at all. You see, we had a hassle later on about that because they didn't even have, they had a list of black people in Chapel Hill they wouldn't have come on campus. And then that list of naming them stormtroopers wasn't up there. And we asked in council specifically why those names weren't up there in that incident. Now, so I'm trying to picture you how this, the administration, and you had Kanzler in there as the dean of students, and Dean Kanzler, you'll get to see him in a minute, though, he really just was not responsive at all. He's a preacher. He was a background of a preacher, and he just was not responsive. The university hierarchy was not responsive. Not at all. It didn't want to deal with the problem. It wanted to just forget the problem. Well, you don't forget problems, let me tell you, with people. So this day we came in the cafeteria. So we came in there and we were pretty mad. And we told, we knew these people were going to start some trouble. We were pretty mad. So we went through from one end to the other end, man, and just cleared the old EO cafeteria, a few tables flying. And campus police were there. Stood there.
Would you really call it violence, though?
In terms of the system, sure, it was violence. We ain't hurt anybody. We ain't planning to hurt nobody. We just wanted to let people know that we weren't going to let the people from SOC who were working with us be hurt. We weren't going to let cafeteria workers be hurt. We'd heard at that time, too, that there were certain students. And I believe we had students with that mentality then and now who would hurt a worker. Because I don't think students really even attempted to understand. A lot of stuff is just plain reaction. And the reaction is, I'm not going to let you blacks come up here and take over our university. We were doing so well before you got here, and we'll do well if you leave here. So now you're fortunate to be here. I think that's the major thing, the fortunate to be here part. It doesn't matter your taxes paid. It doesn't matter we take over black land, the university gets hold of black ownership of black land and other things through SGs. It doesn't matter, see. You're lucky to be here. Now, and I think this was this attitude that prevailed on the whole campus, if not outwardly, inwardly it prevailed. Well, so we went through, and a few chairs were thrown, and tables were turned, and all the white kids who were down there to make a big stand and with pictures and stuff like that moved back out. Okay, and that's all. That was the point. We came back through the cafeteria and went back over to Manning Hall.
So there was actually a confrontation down there? It wasn't?
It wasn't really a confrontation. I mean, really, the white kids didn't try to confront us. So I think what happened was the white kids, and I found this to be true at that time, that white people really bothered me so much then. And it was hard to understand that they could be so insensitive to certain things to have such great egos. I mean, all that just tear me up. How can people so insensitive? How can people you could tell the real racism involved with this? People go in that cafeteria and these people serve them food and stuff, and they don't even see the people. I mean, as far as them people in that cafeteria, certainly they might as well be robots standing in there. They weren't even human to these people. And this fact just, and then their egos, what are you doing to our university? What are you doing? Why do you students want to do this? Don't you know why you've come to school?